The stress and crowds of holiday shopping can put a damper on your holiday spirit, and you don't always find all the perfect gifts you're looking for. The Virginia Lottery's games make easy and tremendously fun gifts for all the adults in your life, even you. Spruce up your gift-giving game this holiday season with the Virginia Lottery. The Virginia Lottery's holiday scratchers are a gift any adult will love. Treat yourself to some winter wonderment and play the lottery's holiday online instant games from anywhere in Virginia. Visit valottery.com/holiday. Please gift responsibly. Lottery games are not for minors.
Up on anything you might have missed with TNT Podcasts. Get the whole show for free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, and more. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
I saw it was the 13th today, and I just reminded him of a bit I saw from Segura the other day on my phone, Tom Segura. He's talking about, he paints a picture of a modern society where we fly places, we all have big buildings and cars and lives and stuff like that. But no hotels have a 13th floor. And he goes into the bit about basically, he goes, well, why not? He goes, because there's goblins on the 13th floor. And it's funny because I think he has a whole other bit about superstition, how superstition is so dumb. And it actually is. But superstition about wearing socks for a game is a little different than not having whole floors at, say, 13. It is stupid.
It's dumb.
And it is dumb. There is a 13th floor.
Yeah, it's just,
of course,
not,
just not calling it that.
It's just not word, labeled as such.
Yeah.
There are guys that wear number 13. I mean, it's just dumb. It's just dumb.
The unluckiest guys in the world.
It's just crazy, man. Yeah. I thought it was pretty funny.
Marino, never won a Super Bowl.
But he was the best quarterback ever, I think.
There are a lot of guys who shun the number 13.
But a lot of quarterbacks take it, man, you know. Yeah. Whatever, it's just a number, man. Just a number, you know. And you're right. And Puss is right. There is a 13th floor. Yeah. If you're on the 14th floor, you're on the 13th floor.
Right.
And goblins would know that, right?
Yeah.
Monsters and goblins would know it's a 13th floor.
Some goblins are kind of dumb.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why.
They would take the elevator to the 13th floor, the goblin, and go, oh,
yeah,
man.
No, there's no 13th floor.
Okay,
Hit
down again.
They just leave.
Let's go to the next building.
Yeah, there's been quite a few successful number 13s in sports.
Wilt
Chamberlain, he was pretty good.
Was he always number 13?
He always was. That's a good
He's
point.
Had his number 13 jersey retired by three different teams and the Globetrotters.
Yeah, might be the best basketball player for sure, right? Yeah,
Roberto Clemente, Alex Rodriguez, Dan Marino, Steve Nash.
Well, see, it didn't end well for Roberto Clemente.
No, but...
Well, you're still one of the
he
best.
He's still a pretty good player.
Yeah. Yeah. He was unlucky.
Yeah. I think they stretch it a little when they...
Clemente was 21. I don't know what you're talking about. Clemente was 21. I'm a Pirate fan.
Yeah. I don't know why they put him on this list then.
That makes no sense, right?
The best number 13s in history.
Maybe he was 13 when he was like in minor league ball or something like that, but he was 21.
That's dumb.
21 is what they want to retire nationwide, just like they did with the 42.
Jackie Robinson.
Yeah. Because he represents Latin American players, and they should,
absolutely.
Retire 21.
They should.
They should retire 21. So that threw me off, 21. But you're right. Chamberlain's 13 for sure.
Yeah, he is. Well, that's weird. That's a dumb list.
Yeah, that is weird. It's a dumb list. Yeah. Somebody
can't believe everything on the internet.
Probably somebody a little crispy at the end of it, like a long shift, like we are. Shift.
Crispy.
We're a little toasty this
little burned. A little burned. A little crispy.
I was greeted by a Christmas miracle this morning.
Oh, God.
What?
Now, probably.
The ghost of Christmas future?
20 years ago.
Praise be to he.
Colleen gave me a neon Budweiser sign. This is back when they were doing the frogs and the lizards, that TV campaign.
Budweiser.
Yeah, but they had rivals.
Todd, Larry, we did a bit like that.
They had lizard rivals.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
There's
a
lizard on this neon sign. And years ago.
It's not Bud Light, right?
Right. It crapped out.
Homo.
And I took it to Joe, and Joe said, oh, it's a artistic sign and design. There's a bad power cord. Right. And I said, well, that's not very artistic, but he fixed it. Yeah. And it worked for a little while.
Then it went out. Johnny Rogers' ass again. That's what he does. Yeah.
And then that thing has been dead for a couple of years.
Was it plugged in the whole time?
Yes, it was plugged in. It was turned on.
Is it downstairs
on?
by your bar there? What?
It's in the TV room.
It's by the masturbating
station.
Yeah, it's right next to the fireplace.
Did it come on right when you were about to go?
No, I came downstairs this morning, and it was on. And it hasn't been on for 2 years. Yeah. And no one has touched it. So does neon tend to fire up when it gets cold?
I don't know, man.
It's been cold in the past 2 years, not just today.
If there's a problem with the power cord, I'm going to maybe skip calling it a Christmas miracle and call it a fire hazard.
Was it in your garage? The power cord problem was solved 2 years ago.
Joe fixed it 2 years ago?
I don't know.
Okay.
Was it in the garage?
I contacted Joe. No, it's inside. Okay. It's inside right next to the fireplace. And I said, what would cause a neon sign to fire up? He goes, well, you know, those things are made kind of cheaply. They're kind of unpredictable, but I got to go with Christmas miracle.
I'm going with that.
So he concurred with me.
Did you praise Jesus right there and get your knees, you know?
There are a lot of different winter solstice gods that I prayed to.
Okay, that's right.
There are a lot of times.
Pagans and Christians and everybody celebrates the winter solstice in some
not
way.
The right
so
one.
I wasn't quite sure how to direct it, so I gave credit to everybody.
And that Fuentes guy said they should kill all non-Christians? Yeah, he did say that. Yeah.
Oh.
That right wing nut job, did you read that? Yeah.
Well, let's hear him out.
He said we should execute all non-Christians.
Well, see you later.
Yeah.
I'm formulating some sort of traveling show with the name Todd's Neon Christmas Miracle.
All right.
It seems like a tent revival type thing.
That's a Hallmark movie.
That sign, up, if it was the garage, I thought maybe he was trying to lay low to avoid, you know, a rain of gunfire.
Oh.
The fridge told him to cool it a little.
That's right. It's like, dude, make yourself scarce.
Well, there is no God because Andre Brower died yesterday, only at 61. Apparently, short illness. Great actor. And another edition of Todd and Tyler Talk to Dead People Today.
He was on Brooklyn Nine-Nine and a show called...
Which none of us watched, but everybody said it was great.
I've heard it's great. I saw a couple episodes.
And then Men of a Certain Age, which was...
That was only 2 years.
HBO, right?
TNT. It originally aired on TNT. You can get it on Max now.
We love that show. But it's about a bunch of guys turning 50.
He was discussing that when we were talking to him.
We actually had him on twice in 2009, 2010. The one we're going to replay later is the second conversation from 2010 during the second season of that show.
Andre Brower, yeah, great actor. I mean, especially a lot of serious roles. I know Brooklyn Nine-Nine was a comedy, but he was... a ton of serious roles and really, really good.
There was a show in the late 90s, early 2000s, that Homicide, Life on the
Streets.
That's right.
No. Yep.
He got a lot of accolade for that.
Yeah. 61, way too young. We lost Andre Brower. Nobody had him in the Deadpool, obviously.
No.
Have you heard you can listen to your favorite comedy podcasts ad-free? Good news. With Amazon Music, you have access to the largest catalog of ad-free top podcasts included with your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or visit amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree and catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
And here's your prescription.
I know just the pharmacy to get this filled.
Who are you?
A pharmacy benefit manager. A middleman your insurer uses to decide which medicines you can get, what you pay, and sometimes even which pharmacy you should go to.
Why can't I go to a pharmacy in my neighborhood?
Because I make more money when you go to a pharmacy I own.
No one should stand between you and your medicine. Visit phrma.org/middleman to learn more. Paid for by Pharma.
I read this morning, and this chick's name sounds like a Deadpool name. You remember the nerdy chick that used to date Roz on Big Bang? Raj on Big Bang? Her name's Kate McCoochie.
It's
spelled McCoochie.
And that's how it's pronounced. You're right.
Oh, it is. Good.
Yeah, no, it is.
Kate McCoochie.
I think she was a comedian or...
Yeah, she is a stand-up, I think, also. But she was diagnosed with lung cancer and never smoked. Now, she's not dead.
No.
So hopefully she lives and makes it and everything.
Oh, yeah. She was part of the Garfunkel and Oates.
Oh, she's one of that. Yeah. Which
that's why I remember her.
Yeah. But yeah, she was good in that show. She was the nerdy girl that dated the nerdy Indian looking girl, too, that dated Raj on Big Bang.
Yeah, she's from Jersey. So yeah, she's very Indian.
She didn't have a. Well, no, she's Indian. Indian descent, you know.
I thought she was
her
Italian.
Her name's Micucci, though, so she's probably Italian. Yeah, but no. She played an Indian girl in that show.
Yeah, her family's Italian.
Oh, no, there was another Indian girl in that show that was Raj's girlfriend, too. Yeah.
Her name was Pat. That's a Deadpool player.
I know. I was hoping her name was Pat, but her last name is Micucci.
And yeah, and that is exactly how it's pronounced.
Probably has. Well, it's funny. I was watching. Speaking of names, I'm watching a great documentary. And I don't know if Nick, if you're familiar with a lot of stand up. More performance art back in the day before he became an actor and a writer. Albert Brooks. There's a documentary out about him now. He's sitting down with his best friend from high school, which is Rob Reiner. They were buddies since high school. And that's the interview process and the whole thing. But Albert Einstein's the third of three sons. And his dad, that's his real last name, Einstein, by the way. I just have to say that. But he's Albert Brooks
Professional life? Documentary?
It's Albert Brooks. I'm sorry.
Okay.
That's Albert Einstein. I'm sorry. His real name is Albert Einstein, but his goes by Albert Brooks. So his dad's last name was Einstein. He had three sons. And the first two sons were named something else. And the parents were both in show business. Albert Brooks' parents are both in show business, and they said they could not waste the name Albert. So they had to name one of their kids Albert Einstein.
There's
also
a great
documentary out about his brother, Bob, who played the character of Super Dave Osborne.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
I think that's was so funny.
That is a Max documentary, too, and it's great.
Yeah, I think the Albert Brooks one is pretty new because I just saw it on
brand new, yeah.
I saw it on the menu on Max just the other night.
I watch a lot of it. It's really, really good. It's really good. But, his parents didn't want to waste the name Albert, so they just put it on.
Were they aware they could just not call him Albert?
That was just one of those things. Dad said, I didn't want to waste that name. We're going to do it. And they waited until that kid was born and said, that's Albert Einstein right there.
Check Mr. Skin for Kate Micucci. I'm getting word that she's
really
topless in any number of movie scenes.
Really?
I'm
watching the first season of Reacher, and there's a blonde cop over there he's kind of getting involved with. And last night, I finally saw the episode. It was only about four or five episodes in.
Shower scene?
She hops in the shower with her top off.
Yep.
Little blonde, skinny girl. Man, that is so freaking hot.
That's a good series. I like that.
It's a great series, by the way. And who's that chick? Holy hell. He's just in the shower.
Kate Micucci, three stars, great nudity.
Kate Micucci.
It's her name.
Yeah.
It is her name.
I think that is a stage name. Her original name was Kate Maboobs.
Hey-o!
Yes.
Hey-o! Coming your way on Saturday night, Wichita.
Kate Maboobs. Yeah, don't plug Wichita now after that joke. Although people like it, they like it.
Yeah, Kate there was a series called Easy, where she was...
She's topless, really?
Yeah,
okay,
very topless.
Right. I gotta check her out.
The Little Hours from 2000. Yeah, she's got quite a few nude roles here.
Hopefully she's okay.
Was she Garfunkel or Oates?
Yes.
Yeah.
She was
And I think that was an IFC series. At least that's where
I think they were
they're comedy team.
Musical comedy duo,
Cameron Logson coming in. Some guy suggested yesterday that their comedy team should have been Cooch in the Log when he was still.
I like it.
When he was hanging out.
Not going to lie, I like it.
With Rachel Ware, who goes by Cooch on our show. Well, I think we just called her that once.
Yeah, I think Todd kind of just bestowed that upon her, didn't he?
No, I think she bestowed it upon herself.
She did, yeah. It was Boogie and Cooch, right?
No, Scabs.
Oh, you were Scabs, that's right.
That's better.
I had a couple of scabs on my knee, but it never caught on. Scab and Cooch never really caught on.
No, it did not.
No.
It did not.
It's like you're not that good at improv.
They're
so
hanging out with Brad the Insult Mug.
Who Todd refused to do yesterday.
Yeah.
Right.
There were a whole repertoire of voices yesterday. And Todd refused to do Brad the Insult Mug.
It turns out I'm not that good at improv.
Yeah. You couldn't just do it right there. Okay. Cameron Logston, we're going to talk to replay an interview we did with Andre Brower, which we call Todd and Tyler Talk to Dead People. He just passed away yesterday. That's sad. But we're still going to call it Todd and Tyler Talk to Dead People because,
it is.
Pretty much true, right?
All right.
And we mentioned Cameron Logston. The Log will be here.
The Log.
He's going to hate that.
Beer.
I don't know. It's kind of flattering if you think about it.
And we're far away enough from the McBoob joke to do what you got there, Nick. What are you going to get?
Yeah, Friday night, Gary Curtis there doing our Blazing Mike show. These shows are a blast. Friday night, we'll be at the Funny Bone in Omaha. Saturday, Barleycorns in Wichita. And Saturday, the 23rd, the Grotta in Lincoln.
And we have a live commercial coming up. I got to make sure I find that puss, you know.
Not for everybody.
Look at
though.
Todd being prepared.
I know it's not for everybody, but it's for a lot of people, and I got to do it right.
Most importantly, it's for you and me.
Wait till I find this bear. All right. Yeah. So it's what day is this?
It's Wednesday.
The
13th.
Great. Yeah. Great.
Taylor Swift's birthday, as the TV just told us.
We're going to move it up to the 14th.
Oh, it actually is her birthday today?
Yeah. Right. Yeah. And again, I believe it is the first day you can stream her movie because it is her birthday. That's why they're releasing it today.
All right.
Nick?
Stream it for your daughters. Ooh, don't type that in anywhere.
No.
That sounded weird.
Don't quote me.
Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.